SBS Radio.
Pendengar sekalian, penelitian oleh Australian Institute of Family Studies menunjukkan bahwa orang berusia pertengahan sampai akhir 20-an adalah yang paling mungkin bercerai kemudian pasangan pada akhir 40-an. Dan mereka yang melakukan perceraian biasanya telah menikah selama kurang dari 9 tahun. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Chi Yu Wang. Perceraian adalah proses yang mudah, hanya memakan waktu 3 bulan saja, asalkan semua persyaratan terpenuhi, demikian menurut Florence Cruz Montalvo, seorang pengacara hukum keluarga unit intervensi awal dan layanan pengungsi di Legal Aid New South Wales.
Before you start, you need to think about, am I a citizen or my husband or wife a citizen? If not, have I been in Australia for 12 months and intend to live here indefinitely? Have I been separated for more than 12 months? And that could be physically or under the same roof. Do I have my marriage certificate in English? If you've been married for less than 2 years, you need to think about, have I gone through counselling? Do I have a counselling certificate or do I have a statement saying why it's not appropriate to go through counselling? Do you have an address for your spouse?
Hukum di Australia mensyaratkan bahwa pasangan yang sudah menikah harus secara fisik berpisah selama setidaknya 12 bulan sebelum perceraian mereka diproses. Di Australia, pasangan tidak memerlukan persetujuan orang lain untuk mengajukan gugatan cerai. Namun, Anda perlu memberikan salinan permohonan perceraian yang diajukan kepada pihak lain.
If you don't know where the other person is, you need to take reasonable steps to try to find them, because you can always ask the court for permission to send it to them a different way. So if you know that they're still contacting their brother or sister or some other family member, if you've done everything possible and you still can't get their address, you can always ask the court for permission to send the divorce application to them through that family member. If you only have an email address or you found them on Facebook, that's the same thing.
Pendatang baru dengan visa permanen dan beberapa visa sementara dan pengungsi berhak mendapatkan layanan terjemahan gratis yang disediakan oleh Department of Home Affairs. Florence Cruz Montalvo merekomendasikan agar pendatang baru memiliki dokumen hukum mereka, termasuk surat nikah yang diterjemahkan ke dalam bahasa Inggris dalam waktu 2 tahun di Australia setelah mereka diberikan visa untuk mengakses layanan. Pasangan yang telah secara fisik berpisah selama lebih dari 12 bulan dapat mengajukan aplikasi perceraian mereka melalui Federal Circuit Court.
If you're separated under the same roof, however, you do need to provide the court with a statement called an affidavit, just setting out when the date of separation was, why you think that's the date of separation, how your marriage was before the date of separation compared to how it was after, so that you can really show the difference between the nature of the relationship.
Jika Anda menikah di luar negeri, pengadilan keluarga masih dapat memberikan Anda perceraian di Australia. Namun perceraian dapat mempengaruhi mereka yang memegang visa sementara. Dalam kasus ini, Cruz Montalvo menyarankan agar pemohon mencari nasihat hukum dari pengacara imigrasi sesegera mungkin untuk mengambil pilihan mana yang tepat.
After you separate, if you're receiving Centrelink, it's really important to keep Centrelink informed of any changes in your circumstances. For child support purposes, if you have children, it's really important to apply for a child support assessment after you get separated, because if you're receiving the family tax benefit, your payments can be reduced if you have separated and you haven't applied for a child support assessment.
Pasangan yang menikah memiliki 12 bulan untuk mencapai penyelesaian properti setelah hari perceraian mereka diselesaikan.
If there isn't any property, then no, you don't necessarily have to go through a settlement. But it's the people who own houses together, or if the other spouse has a house in their sole name, but you were living in that house and it was the family home, it doesn't have to be under your name for you to go through a property settlement.
Penyelesaian akhir tidak selalu dibagi secara merata antara kedua belah pihak, dan pengadilan akan melihat keadaan tertentu dari setiap kasus.
Who contributed what financially? So who worked, who paid for what? What assets did they bring to the relationship? And they look at the non-financial contributions and the contributions to the family. So cooking and cleaning and taking care of the children and taking care of the home and the husband and the wife and all of that. What are the finances of this relationship? What are the contributions? Should any adjustments be made because you have future needs, because you're taking care of the children or because of some disability or health condition? And is the proposed orders and split fair and just in all the circumstances?
Informasi baru dari Australian Institute of Family Studies mengungkapkan bahwa hampir separuh dari semua perceraian di Australia melibatkan anak di bawah usia 18 tahun. Sebagian besar anak di Australia itu dicakup oleh skema dukungan anak, Child Support Scheme, yang menilai berapa banyak tunjangan anak yang harus dibayar dari satu orang tua ke orang tua lainnya. Pasangan yang tidak dapat mencapai kesepakatan dapat menghubungi Departemen Layanan Sosial atau Department of Social Services untuk meminta bantuan. Pejabat Asisten Direktur Family Law dari Victoria Legal Aid, Emma Smallwood, menjelaskan.
Many parents actually come to their own agreement about how child support should be paid and how much should be paid. But where parents don't agree about child support or can't agree about what child support should be paid after separation, that's where the Department of Human Services child support scheme can come into place and will assess how much child support should be paid from one parent to another for the benefit of children.
Biaya untuk mengajukan perceraian dengan Federal Circuit Court di Australia adalah $910. Namun individu dalam situasi tertentu mungkin memenuhi syarat untuk biaya yang lebih rendah. Emma Smallwood merekomendasikan untuk tetap up to date dengan keuangan rumah tangga untuk mengasosiasikan kesepakatan demi kepentingan terbaik untuk anak-anak.
It's a good idea to make sure both parents or parties have all the household finance information, so get copies of that for both parties so everyone knows what the situation is with the household finances, and that can really help you to negotiate an agreement about what's going to happen with your property going forward, which can be really important for caring for children.
Jika Anda sedang mempertimbangkan perceraian, kunjungilah situs web National Legal Aid untuk mengetahui bagaimana Anda dapat mengakses nasihat hukum gratis di negara bagian atau wilayah di tempat tinggal Anda.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.